welcome to episode 10 of the How to IT Strategy podcast. In this episode, we'll be discussing techniques to make sure you get the most value out of your time with stakeholders. Stakeholder interviews are an essential source of information to inform your IT strategy and provide rich content about your stakeholders' concerns and the organization's culture and prevailing narratives. You should go into stakeholder interviews with three objectives. Number one, learning. Set aside your assumptions and prejudices and engage with a beginner's mind, focused on learning as much as you can from the stakeholder in order to inform your IT strategy. Number two, build rapport. Actively seek to build a relationship with the stakeholder as an engaged, empathetic peer. In our IT strategy course, we'll touch on some specific techniques to help this, but for now it's important to recognise that there are five key elements to building rapport that you need to be cognizant of in your interviews. That's trust, focus, empathy, congruence, and empowerment. And then objective three is about influencing. Every interaction with a stakeholder is an opportunity to influence and reinforce key messages. For example, planting seeds early on areas of potential contention, or reinforcing key messages. For example, by the time you've talked to a particular stakeholder, you may have already identified some ideas that are key strategic themes that you want to test out on the stakeholders. A meeting with a stakeholder is never just a chat. It is always a reciprocal, two-way interview. The value you and your stakeholder get out of it is directly related to the effort and thought you put into structuring the interview. So, before the meeting, your stakeholder should already be aware of who you are, what you are doing, why you are doing it, etc. Ideally, from the standard communications you issued during the mobilisation phase of your strategy creation process. This should be followed up with tailored comms, including, why are we meeting? What's in it for them? What pre-work or thinking will need to be done by them before the meeting? The key high-level areas that will be covered in the meeting? And what will be happening after the meeting? Setting your stakeholders' expectations before the meeting can help allay concerns and start the meeting in a positive way. You should go into the interview with a standard set of questions that can be reused across your stakeholder engagements. However, you should also do pre-work to come up with a set of additional tailored questions. Whilst preparation is key, equally it's important to give you and your stakeholder freedom to go off on tangents. Sometimes these can be the most fruitful parts of a stakeholder interview. You can always steer them back to the questions at a later time. During the meeting, it's important to be cognizant of the types and balance of questions that you ask and engage your active listening skills. Open questions can be great to unlock discussions. For example, tell me about, could you describe, why do you? Avoid both leading and double-headed questions. If you've got two questions to ask, ask two questions. Make sure you ask follow-up questions. Don't leave an assumption left hanging in the air. Make sure you address them. For example, you mentioned X. Please can you tell me more about this? Or, what do you mean by X? Or, what I think you are saying is that correct? Asking why is an important and potentially incisive tool, but can be counterproductive if used in a sequence. For example, the five whys, especially if the stakeholder is cognizant that you are doing five whys to them. And even if they're not, it can be quite jarring as it's not part of a natural flow of a normal conversation. Nonverbal communication is also something to be cognizant of. Sometimes silence is as powerful as a question. You don't have to fill gaps in conversation. Silence might give your stakeholder the space they need to really think about the answer to the question that you are asking. Also, be cognizant of nonverbal prompts, both yours and your stakeholders. Sometimes the body language of your stakeholder when answering a question can contain more meaning than the answer that they verbalise. Similarly, it's important to be cognizant of your own body language. Simple things like smiling, nodding, and mirroring body language can help reinforce both your engagement and your empathy. Notes. So don't make the mistake of thinking you'll be able to recall all of the important information that will be divulged during the interview. It is okay to make notes, and in some circumstances, some stakeholders might be okay with recordings. The key thing is to either set the expectation or ask the question up front so it's not a surprise. In my experience, taking notes is accepted by the majority of stakeholders. Recordings, however, come with a whole load of psychological baggage about being a witness or providing evidence that might be used against them, that can risk shutting down a productive conversation. A key thing to remember when you do take notes is that the notes should not become the focus of the interview. Make sure you focus on your body language, e.g. maintain as much eye contact as possible. Missing a few words on your notes is not as important as your stakeholder feeling like they are being engaged with. Closing the interview. So ending well is as important as the pre-interview work and the actual interview itself. Good closing questions for when you've exhausted your list of questions could be: any questions you would like to ask me? Is there anything else you would like to add? If you can, replay back some key points that have come out of your discussion. This not only demonstrates that you've been paying attention, but also provides the stakeholder with another opportunity to add to their previous points. Just as you set expectations before the meeting, it's important to reset them at the end of the interview. For example, reiterate the next steps and your commitment to them. E.g., I'll provide a write-up of our conversation. Please review and feedback where I may have misinterpreted. And then once you've set those expectations and all made promises, it's crucial you stick to them to continue to build the relationship and trust with the stakeholder. So in summary, in this episode, we've talked about the importance of preparing for stakeholder interviews in a structured way and of the equal importance of the pre-interview, interview and post-interview stages. Successful, structured interviews can be a goldmine of both information for your strategy and an important moment in building relationships with key stakeholders. Please don't forget that in addition to this podcast, which is available on all major podcast platforms, there is also the companion newsletter, which is available at resage.substack.com. That's resage.substack.com. And if you'd like to learn more about how to create great IT strategies, then please consider signing up for early access to my course at howtoitstrategy.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Richard Sage. Goodbye.